Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Morning Hookup, oh baby, special edition on a Tuesday with our guy Jameson Welsh, basketballnews.com. Jameson, what's good?
Oh man, not much. Thanks for having me. Definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to kick it off this way. We're going to go right into the NBA, and I'm trying to figure this out. Like, sports, the playoffs, they're exciting. Like, teams and benches get into things, and like apparently the Mavs are standing up too long. This bench decorum. Now they've been fined three times, this most recent, for $100K. Like, am I missing something here? Like, isn't that bench, like, just into it, jacked up, maybe trying to get their team motivated to keep playing?
Well, they got, at maximum, two games left.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it could be over tonight, but more than likely it's probably over by Thursday at the latest. So it won't even matter. The issue is that they're standing up, and the clothes they're wearing is similar to the jersey color of the opposing team. That's the issue, but it is what it is. It's not going to matter. Unfortunately, they're going up against a better team. You know, Golden State is a much better team at this point in time, more experienced. They know how to play together. You know, Dallas is, you know, kind of here by surprise. You know, mm-hmm. We thought that it would be Phoenix in this situation, but, you know, Dallas upset Phoenix, so it gave the Warriors a better matchup overall. But, you know, it's part of the growing pains. The whole standing up in the, you know, standing up on the baseline, it is. I don't think it's a big deal like it's being played out to be, but here we are.
Is there a rule or a fine that's been levied in the NBA that's like, you're like, why would they have that rule, or why would they fine that team or that person?
So once they warn you of something, you have to adjust. So if they warn you saying, hey, that's not cool, that's not good enough, you have to, you know, you have to basically change some things. And if you don't change some things, well, this is going to happen. So here we are. It's one of those things where they've acted nicely to say, hey, you know what? This is the situation. This is what's going on. If you don't adjust, it's like a fix-it ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your tent's too dark. If you don't adjust your tent, then you're going to get a real ticket. And that's kind of what this is.
We're talking to Jameson Welsh. You know, Jameson, looking at the Mavericks, they have that nice three-piece of, you know, Luka and Bronson, and, you know, you could throw Dinwiddie in there. Bullock's been playing okay. What are they missing? Is it a big man, or is it something more than that? Let's say Bronson stays. Let's say he somehow stays. What are they missing that could help them get better?
Well, there's a lot that they're missing. Their guys they have on their team are really specialized guys. Like, most of the guys are catch-and-shoot guys. The creators that they do have are like Brunson and Dinwiddie outside of Luka. And you're going to need more than that when you're playing against the Warriors or even other good teams. You're going to need more guys that can make plays off the bounce, and they don't have that right now. So, also, but here's the thing. I don't know if another all-star guy could play with Luka, because as good as Luka is, he holds the ball a lot. It's a lot of isolation. It's a lot of passing the ball when he can't get by his guy or he decides not to shoot it. And no one wants to get the ball with 4 seconds left on the shot clock. He does that a lot, and that's kind of an unfair thing to give the ball to someone with that much time to do something with. So to be honest with you, it's going to be very fascinating how they build this team, because as good as Luka is, you can't do it by yourself. No one can. We've seen it. We've seen it, you know, attempted. No one can win it by themselves. You're going to need somebody that can help. You're going to need someone that can take the load off and take the pressure off. And you know, right now, looking at the situation, I'm looking at this whole thing. I'm looking at everything, and he's going to have to make an adjustment. He's going to have to come off the ball some in order to take the next step. Because as good as he is, that's just not going to work.
Jameson, tonight you'll get that game. You'll get Golden State. It'll be at Dallas tonight, TNT. Obviously, there's motivations on both ends. Obviously, it's a sense of urgency for Dallas right now. But how much of the motivation right now for Golden State is that also valuable time off, because we know, you know, they've been through it. It's a long grind in the NBA. You got guys that are coming back that have been back from injury. How important will that be for the Dubs going forward if they can get it done in a sweep?
well, you want to take care of business. You don't want to play around because an extra game means that there's a chance of injury. And they've already been banged up quite a bit. Otto Porter got hurt the last game. You already know what happened with Gary Payton's son in the previous series. Mm-hmm. You don't want any chance of injury because the more games you play, the more susceptible you are to injuries. And this is the team that's already been through injuries the last time they were this far in the playoffs. So you don't want to go down that path again. And when you look at the situation, to be honest with you, you want to close out tonight. You want to. You don't want to hang around. The next thing you know, Dallas gets super hot in the game five. You got to come back to Dallas. You don't want that. You want to take them out, get healthy, get right, get your guys back for the finals, and go from there and get ready for that matchup.
We're talking to Jameson Welsh, looking at the other side, Celtics. They get a big win last night, and they are 5-0 after a loss this postseason. Why do you think that is? I mean, do they just get mad when they lose?
A lot of adjustment. The one thing I like about their coaching staff is that they make really good adjustments in-game and from game to game. But also, Robert Williams is a guy that's kind of been playing every other game. He's very vital for their defense. As good as Al Horford is, he's in his mid-30s, and he's not the same guy he used to be. He's still productive, but Robert Williams is a true seven-footer and a guy that can really protect the basket and rebound well. But he's been banged up this whole postseason as well. But that being said, I do like the situation that they have of, I do like the roster that they have and also the coaching staff. My biggest thing is the injuries. They're banged up as well. Marcus Smart didn't play last night. Robert Williams went in the locker room last night. He had a big knee brace on. So we'll see how that goes as the series goes on. They got to win another one in Miami. That's going to be very tough to do. It's going to be very, very difficult to do. Even though Miami's banged up, it's hard to beat a team twice on their home court, but we'll definitely see what takes place. I still think Miami should be favored a bit because they got two home games left, but I think that's anyone's series. And however, I still think whoever comes out, I still think the Warriors are still the favorites overall.
Yeah, absolutely. Jameson, talk about that. It seems like a lot of these games, they seem to be, except for last night, obviously, seem to be close going to halftime. But the key has been which locker room comes out and plays that third quarter, especially in that Warriors series. Talk about that a little bit, because it's been key in a lot of these games. Is that Kerr making adjustments? Is the coaching staff from other places making the adjustments and the other ones don't? Or is it just the motivation or whatever it is? Like, especially the Warriors, they've come out and owned third quarters.
It's more of the players making their own adjustments and also the coaches as well. But mostly the players just ramping up a bit. That's the thing. I remember game one of the Miami-Boston series, and you can just tell Miami's energy was just way different. Like, they came out with a different energy. They came out a little bit more physical. And next thing you know, they flipped the whole game in that quarter. Same thing happened in game two of the Golden State-Dallas series. Golden State came out with a totally different energy, played a little more physical, rebounded the ball much better, and next thing you know, it was damn near tied game at the end of the third quarter. So a lot of it's on the players, just the energy level, because coaching can only go so far. It's up to the players. Players ultimately win and lose games, especially the playoffs. So if the players decide, let's turn up a notch, that's what normally happens.
Speaking of players, you mentioned that word right there. Talk to me about the difference in what we're seeing in Jason Tatum right now. He just seemed to leveled up over the past year, especially in the playoffs. I mean, he could be making the case for maybe the best postseason player right now. What's been the difference in his game and his leadership of that Celtics team?
Well, he's a guy that's very confident in his game. His offensive game is more well-rounded than it's been in the past. He's attacking the basket a little bit more than he has. He still settles for jump shots a little too much, especially the fadeaways and the step-back 25-footers. But when he's hitting them, they're very, very good shots. But that being said, though, defensively, he's taken the next step up to the point where he's an elite defender, and that's something that we didn't know that would take place. But he is now an elite defender, and that, to me, is where the difference in his game is, because we knew he could score. He's been able to score since we knew his name, since he was 14 years old. But defensively, he's taken that next step. So when you're a two-way player and you have his offensive weaponry, that makes you special, and that's where we are. We're here with him. He's in the new top 10, top 5, top 10 guys. When you think of rankings, when you think of guys you want to lead your team going forward, when you think of guys that's going to be the face of the league or one of the faces of the league, he's that. He falls into that category because he keeps on getting better year in and year out.
So just to confirm, what is your finals matchup right now, your prediction?
I still have Golden State and Miami. And I know Boston's a better team out east. This feels like Miami at home court, and the way they play, it's tough to beat them twice in a row. So I still have Miami coming out of the east. But with that being said, unless something crazy happens, the Warriors should win. Like, this is their time. Everything broke right for them. They played very well. And as long as they stay healthy, they should win it.
We're talking to Jameson Welch. Sorry, Hooks, you're going to jump in and ask him about the T-Wolves, because they just made a big hire. And new president of basketball operations, Tim Connolly, coming over from Denver. What do you think of that hire, Jameson? What do you think A-Rod's trying to do up in Minneapolis?
$40 million. Wow.
Yeah,
it's a big money, and they gave him some ownership too.
Stock, like, we'll, yeah,
4% ownership. Like, that was interesting, because that might set the bar going forward for executives, which is something that players have kind of asked for indirectly in the past, saying, "Hey, we're the ones making this valuation go up so high. Maybe we should be, we should have ownership." So that's gonna be interesting to see what takes place. It's definitely a huge deal. And Denver not matching it is kind of interesting as well. But that's a really big deal, and I'm curious to see how this sets the market going forward, because as good as Connolly is or was there, there's other executives that I would pick above him. And if he got that deal, like, what does Masai Ujiri get? You know what I mean? Like, Masai might be the best executive in the league. So, it's just very interesting to see how these things play out. But as of right now, that's a big move for a team in a somewhat small market. With that being said, Minnesota, it has some options on how to build their team out, but there's no guarantee that they get out of the first round anytime soon.
Again, we're speaking Jameson Welch, basketballnews.com. Jameson, talk about the Lakers a little bit. Still searching for that coach. Obviously, reports come out. Juwan Howard has said no, he'll remain at Michigan. Also, stories out right now that there's a few that have entered the final round. Darvin Ham, Terry Stotts, Kenny Atkinson, and give me your thoughts on those and who might be the best fit. I don't think also, maybe don't consider, maybe Doc might not still be hanging out there. Talk about that, because the biggest question that you've been hearing and talking about is, how are they going to handle Russ Westbrook in this whole mix?
Well, Darvin Ham is the favorite. I don't think they would hire Terry Stotts. Kenny Atkinson's a good coach. I don't think he's the right fit for this team, but Darvin Ham's the guy. Doc Rivers isn't leaving Philly. And it doesn't make sense for Doc to coach this version of the Lakers. It really doesn't. And Doc is a good coach. He's had some issues, but he's a good coach. Not a great coach, but he's a good coach. But Darvin Ham should get the job. One, you get a new coach with a fresh set of ideas. Never been a head coach before, which is a good thing. No more retreads. That's the issue. With a lot of NBA teams, they keep on getting retread guys instead of getting guys that, are just fresh. The thing about, I look at Boston, Ime Udoka has been an assistant for a while, but a lot of his adjustments are something that a lot of retreads don't do. And that's something that you want if you have a franchise that is trying to do some things. Now, the question they ask is, how would you implement Russell? Is a good question, because there's no guarantee that they'll be able to trade him or waive him. So that question, just in case he is on the roster come October. But with that being said, that's a very tough ask of anyone. To be honest with you, it's one of those things where it's like you're being asked to cook with an ingredient that you're not familiar with or doesn't go with anything else that you have. At the same time, as a chef, you got to figure it out. So I'm glad that question's being asked now instead of in October. But we'll see. I mean, it's still a lot of time left. I don't see the Doc Rivers thing, though. It doesn't really quite make sense. I know it's a big name, but it doesn't really fit. But Darvin Ham would be the guy for me.
We're talking to Jameson Wells. She mentioned that there's a long time for teams to get stuff going. But who's a team that didn't make the playoffs that, you thought maybe had a shot to, that really needs to do some work here in the offseason?
The West is so interesting because there's been so many injuries. The Clippers are going to be right there next year. The Clippers, when they get healthy, if they stay healthy, they're going to be in the playoff mix. And the way they were playing in the regular season, I thought they would make the playoffs. Now, Paul George getting COVID before a play-in game, that's kind of odd, and that kind of affected them. But I think the Clippers will probably make the playoffs next year, like, if everything goes well. Out east, I think Charlotte gets in. I think they're going to improve the roster. They're going to get a big guy in there. And they're gonna get in the playoffs. The way they play when they're good, when they have it rolling, they're a solid team. Still a young team, but no, I expect them to get into the playoffs next year.
Jameson, obviously we're starting through the draft process, draft combine, all that stuff. Sounds like there's a few other big men are making a rise, and the guards have even gotten high remarks. Give me some updates out of the combine, and who's making the biggest move right now?
I mean, so the NBA draft combine is very interesting because you have a lot of different things going on. You have a lot of, like, agent stuff being floated out there, and then you have a lot of just stuff. Shaedon Sharpe, from Kentucky. He didn't play at Kentucky, but he's a guy that's been rumored about the most because, you know, he's basically a five-star guy from Canada, didn't necessarily play at Kentucky. A lot of people have some concerns about him just based off of the workouts and the lack of playing time. So that's a guy that can go as high as five, or he can go somewhere in the mid-first round. No one really knows. But he's kind of the story of this because of his athletic ability and his talent. If he hits, you have a really good player. If he doesn't, it can be bad for you. So he's a guy. But here's a sleeper for you guys. Jalen Williams from Santa Clara. Mm-hmm. Nice little wing player. A lot of different talent. He's a guy, obviously, at Santa Clara. Is a small school in the WCC. Not a whole lot of people watch him, but he's played very well during the combine and the pre-draft process. He's probably going to stay in the draft, and it would not surprise me if he's a first-round pick. And he's a guy that, you know, good teams normally get and bring into their system, and they usually flourish. So it'll be interesting to see how it works out. But, no, there's the combine is done pretty well, and it looks like Shet's probably going to go number one.
We're talking to Jameson Welsh, and I see that the NBA is looking at the transition take foul. They're going to try and do something about that. I think, like, maybe give a team a free throw or something. Do you agree that they should be looking at this, and how would you fix it?
Anything to stop the replays. The replays have gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need a replay for everything. Right now, we have a replay for everything. Everything's a replay. We don't need a replay for everything. It's getting a bit out of hand. To be honest with you, it's a little too much right now. So anything to cut that down, we're fine. Because right now, every play is getting reviewed. Every foul is being reviewed. It's just really rough when you're used to watching a game that is based off of flow. And when there's no flow in basketball, it can be a rough watch.
Jameson, Major League Baseball, you're looking at, I think this is interesting. Will and I do this exercise every Monday. We look at Major League Baseball and we kind of look, you know, again, we're like 40 games in. You're about a fourth of the way through the season. But you start to look and see shape. You've got, like, up in the AL East right now, you've got three really good teams up there between, you got Tampa Bay, New York, and Toronto, who all have a high likely chance to make the playoffs. So you look at the NL West, similar situation, the Dodgers, Padres, and the Giants all there. Do you look at that? Because there's only, six that make it, right? There's only six that make it. But you could get heavy divisions out of each. You know, two divisions could be heavily half the playoffs. Give me your thoughts on that, because that puts a lot of pressure on the rest of the divisions, doesn't it?
Good pressure on everyone. I mean, that's the thing. You know, the division. But, you know, here's the thing. It's so early that things will sort themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have injuries. You'll have, you know, some teams coming back to the pack. Like in the AL West, you got the Astros and the Angels. Those, mm-hmm. Both those teams look good, but it's still early. You know, the Angels are the Angels, so we'll see how that goes. As talented as their offense is, we'll see if their pitching holds up. But, you know, the key thing right now is just to get in. Like, you want to get in. Now, you want to win your division and avoid playing games and wild cards and all that stuff, but the key is just get in. Once you get in, everything else takes care of itself. But the key is just get in healthy, and you'll be fine. Like, that's always my thing, is just get in the tournament, and whatever takes place.
Jameson, as always, it's a pleasure, man. Take care of yourself, and keep doing what you're doing, man. We'll catch up with you real soon, sir.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Jameson Welsh, basketballnews.com on a Tuesday. Good stuff. Check him out on Twitter, at the THE Jameson on Twitter. Also, go to basketballnews.com. Look at all the stuff they have to offer there. Let's take another break. When we come back, we'll wrap up this fast-moving first hour.